This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Kids are sponges at a young age, and it's absolutely terrifying to think what the teacher thinks about you because what your kid has said to the teacher.
I know the way my five-year-old tells stories, and they're not all completely true. You got to kind of take it with a grain of salt, but we have teachers confessing this morning to the crazy stories that they've heard straight from kids.
760, I work at a Christian school, and during prayer requests, a kid told me that he is praying his mum and dad start getting along because they fight all the time. But the worst part, his mum works at my school and is my boss.
Oh. Yeah, depending on how close you are with your boss, I might be like, hey, by the way, little Johnny said this about you and daddy.
I'd leave that one alone, to be honest.
Check out this one. It says, one kiddo in my preschool told me, my daddy knows how to catch plates. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, my mommy throws them at him, but he's getting better at catching them. Sometimes he misses, though.
That's hilarious. It's not hilarious. That's awful. But that's hilarious. I don't know what to say.
Teachers, you can confess. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. Good morning, K-Frog. Do you have a story you want to share?
I have two pretty good ones. One, this kid kept being late every day, and finally somebody asked why he was late, and he said, because it's hard to wake his dad up when he's sleeping on the couch and his mom kicks him out of the bedroom. elementary school. Yeah. And then we had another one. This one's worse. A kid said, totally unprompted, walked in and said, my parents are getting a divorce. My dad left to stay at my aunt's house and thinks that my mom has men come over in the middle of the night.
Oh!
And we were like, oh, don't tell anybody else that.
How old was this kid?
Probably first or second grade.
Oh my gosh, yes, mom and dad would be mortified.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Have you seen the parents since you know that story? How do you look at them?
Wasn't really surprised.
This teacher confession is a little eye-opening. The stories that your kids have told teachers that they probably have not shared with you.
It now makes me more concerned. I'm more worried now what I say to my son because of this.
Okay, what did somebody tell you?
I'm not a teacher, although I do work at a school.
Okay.
And cool. This child came to me during recess, and he says, teacher, teacher. I don't know why they would call me teacher. I was drinking a protein shake. He says, teacher, teacher, my mom drinks those. And I said, oh, good. That's great. She says, yeah, she got something done. She went to Mexico and got something done, and she can't eat. A few days later, during dismissal, I see the mother, and she's bandaged up. Kid you not, from head to toe.
Oh my gosh. So she went to Mexico to get some work done and her son dimed her out.
That's exactly what happened.
Good morning, K-Frog. Do you have a story you want to share about something a kid told you?
Yes. I'm a instructional aide in TK, and they will tell you all about how mommy doesn't like daddy's girlfriend on the side and vice versa.
So you've heard about love triangles. That's one way to learn your shapes.
Love triangles. Divorces and why I can't sleep in mommy's bed anymore because her new boyfriend.
Have you ever mentioned anything to the parents about, do you know little Johnny told me this story?
No.
Check this out from the 714. The craziest thing I've heard from one of my kindergartners was that his stepdad shot his mum last night.
Oh my gosh.
Thankfully, it ended up being a lie and absolutely had no truth to it. Can you imagine hearing that as a teacher?
Oh, my gosh. I'd be calling right away. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, well, listen to this one. It says, we were doing compound words in third grade, and one kid raised his hand and said, I know a compound word, fireball. And another kid said, fireball isn't a word. The first kid says, yes, it is. My dad says, fireball makes my mom crazy.
Yes.